I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am.
That was worded a little differently than we used to sing it in the chorus.
This
there
must be a different one, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit different, but.
But we all sing it the way we're
supposed to. Yeah, right.
All right. Don't sit down. Grab your Bible and open it up, and let's go ahead and we'll start right in with our text this morning. Appreciate again if you guess we're in the book of Romans and chapter 8. Book of Romans and chapter 8. And just going to read one verse here to open our text from where we left off last week. Romans in chapter 8. I've enjoyed our time here. And it looks like we got a couple more weeks coming here in the book of Romans. Romans in chapter 8, verse 35. Just look at this. The Bible says, "Who shall separate us from the love of God?" Of Christ. Last week we looked at five questions, all of them redundant, and here we got one more that we need to look at. And so today I want to look at the contestants that are listed here, contestants that might attempt to separate us from the love of Christ. In answer to this question, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Father, praise you again and thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you we could be students of it. Thank you for the comfort and strength and encouragement that's found there. Thank you that our faith increases as we read it. Thank you that this book is able to divide the thoughts and intents of our heart. We'd ask that you do that today as we'd again just look into the words of this book, that you'd encourage each believer. We thank you for the week that's ahead of us. Thank you that we could begin it here, worshiping together and acknowledging you in our lives in such a way, Father, that the course of our week would be plotted a little differently because of your presence in our week, and our walk, again, would show forth our love for you. We'll give you the praise now and ask these things in the name of Christ and for his name's sake. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated as we pick up this text again. It's encouraging to me to be spending so much time in Romans chapter 8. I found again that this has occurred in several areas of my life, several areas of my ministry, again, to touch the lives of others. The things that we have looked at here in Romans chapter 8. We started covering again the fact that Romans is a dissertation on the righteousness of God, with particular attention given to the fact that God had to go to the very edge of his righteousness in order to save the likes of you and me. And he did that, and it is the forbearance of God when he looks at us through his Son. He has a forbearance that says, okay, they are now righteous. Righteous through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so here in Romans chapter 8, we have again a whole list of things that the Holy Spirit of God does for the Christian, for the believer, for the one that has no condemnation in verse 1. And so we're up to, again, kind of the closing listing of questions, and that's the lead question there in verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Let me check that again. I think verse 35, I put what? What, and it isn't what, it's who. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? As we go down a little ways and look at In verse 39, it has this statement that a bunch of list of 10 things shall not be able to separate us from the love of God. And so we've got two lists here to look at. And let me say a few things about lists in the Bible before I preach this list. First off, there here is seven contestants, I want to call them, of things that might separate us from the love of Christ in this redundant question. And then in the next section is going to be 10 additional contestants that might separate us from the love of God. So we got 17 things to consider here. I don't know how long it's going to take a preacher to preach through 17 things, but we like to find lists in the Bible. Preachers like lists because God makes so many of them. Matthew 5 has 9 blessed hours. Galatians 5 has 9 fruits of the Spirit. And that comes right after 17, again 10 and 7, works of the flesh. 2 Peter 1 lists 7 things that ought to be added to your faith. Hebrews 6, 7 principles of the doctrines of the faith. Ephesians 6, 7 pieces of armor. Revelation chapter 7. Well, Revelation is a book of sevens. So there's 7 books, there's 7 seals, there's 7 trumpets, there's 7 last plagues. There's also 7 spirits of God that's mentioned there and also in Isaiah 11. So we have all these lists that we like to preach and look at. I have preached all of them previous ones. I never really preached down through this list that's in front of us today. And so before we do that, let me go ahead and say we're looking at things that are contestants and unlikely contestants, I think, when I look through the list of things that might separate you from the love of Christ. So we want to look at them and why he gives them, and again, the importance of them, and to understand how deep, how precious is the love of Christ. I heard a fellow preach on John 3:16 for a whole month. That was his theme. In fact, I know another fellow who preached the book of Romans for 5 years. Every Sunday and Sunday night, he preached on a text of Romans, and it took him 5 years to walk through the whole book. And that's some good stuff there again. So I'm going to repeat his outline, but we're stuck here in Romans 8 for a few weeks. So here we have these lists again. And a precious old book in Romans talking about the Holy Spirit of God in our lives. But there are some things here that don't have a chance of separating us from the love of Christ, and that's our theme for today. But there are things, again, that man gets tangled in. Here I've preached, again, the 5 vices. And I came up with them in my 23 years in the military. I think I preached for 20 years the 5 vices, and then for 31 years, again, on April Fool's Day, this coming month, that we've been in Yates County. And I know I've preached these 5 several times, 5 vices of men. I call them WWWDG, if you've got them initialed someplace in your Bible. If not, get them there again, because these things are things that tag onto our lives. Wine, women, and weed. Some preacher taught these while I was in the military, and I jotted them down and have kept them forever. Wine, women, weed, drugs, and gambling. Those 5 are the 5 vices that are in the Bible. And if you think of a vice grip, I got a couple pair of vices, and I got a couple vices as well in my wood shop. And to understand, again, that a vice grips onto something, and it flat holds on. Again, you can't break it out of a vice. And so notice again here that these are called vices, not accidentally. Wine, women, weed, drugs, and gambling. I've noticed again here on the news, on every station on TV anymore, the gambling has got front page and center. And they're trying to addict every way they can, young men, into gambling addictions. And they're doing very well at it because it is a vice that gets a hold of people. So each of these, the weed again is something that they used to smoke. It used to be, whenever we had a break in the military, if you got them, smoke them. Coming out of Vietnam again, and I went in as they were coming out again, I'm the last of the Vietnam draftees again. But again, they came out of that with all of these intact. In fact, they promoted them in Nam, drug use. That was allowed. It was even promoted again in the military. And the wine and the women and the weed are things that, and gambling and drugs, all of those, again, were regular vices that are promoted by society. And now that I'm out of the military, out here in the world, I'm amazed at how many of them are promoted in New York State. How many of them are promoted in our society? Addictions. And so I'm not going to preach on them today, but I just want to mention them in passing. So those are five vices. Things that can, and I'd almost tag on here that they can't get you out of the love of God. And it's important to understand that God loves me when I'm good. God loves me when I'm bad, although it makes him very sad. And so again, here we have that list. And then there's one more list that I've probably not preached here and probably ought to, but there's three things that get preachers out of the ministry. Three things that get pastors out of the ministry. And again, another one I heard preached early on that, again, I've always been aware of and watched out for. And they're the FFA. Now, when I was a kid, I was a FFA instead of an FFF. To me, FFF is a type of black powder that I use. But FFF stands for the three things, again, that'll get a preacher out of the pulpit and get him in trouble in the church. And they are, first off, females. Secondly, finances. And thirdly, fame. Those three things, again. And I've watched them, again, take preachers right out of a church and destroy lives, again. Again, those three things as a list of things. So there's these lists of things that get tangled in our own lives. Again, the problem in the pulpits, again, showing up. It also keeps a lot of young men out of pulpits, along with those vices. And so we're not talking so much about things, again, that we get tangled in, and God can work us through, whether it be vices. There's a verse in John chapter 8 that says, if the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. I hope we're familiar with that. And that works well for all vices. One that works for all preachers is, I will love the Lord my God with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my strength, the Bible says. And so here we're talking again about this list in Romans 8 and verse 32. I guess I already have a Bible open to that because I've got more notes in my Bible again on Romans 8 than I do in my little nook there that I use for big print scripture reading. Romans 8, 35, look at it again with me. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? The rest of that verse says this: shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Let's think about each of those as contestants that might pull you out of the love of Christ. Things, again, that we can face in this.